We're joined by a guard for the Magic, coming off a game where he had 26 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists last night against Milwaukee. 11 games of 20 or more this season. He's averaging 20 points, 3 assists, and 3 rebounds per game on the year. He is a 2-time bronze medalist at the World Cup, named to the All-Star 5 at the World Cup. Orlando is currently in second in the Southeast, and they've got a big win tomorrow night. They're at home against the Lakers. Evan Fournier is my guest. Evan, good to have you on. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. So you dropped one against Milwaukee last night, but you guys have won 4 of your last 5, even without Vooch, and now you've got the Lakers coming to town, as I mentioned. So what do you make of how your team has battled, despite the fact that you don't have everybody healthy?
Well, you know, we are fighting through a lot of injuries. It's not just Vooch. We have Aminu, who's out, Michael Carter-Williams, who's been out, and Aaron Gordon. So, you know, it's been hard. But, you know, we have a tough roster. We have guys that really wants to work hard every day. And, you know, we are on a pretty good streak. Obviously, you know, the Bucks are a really good team. So, you know, it was tough last night, but we are getting better and better.
Evan Fournier, my guest. And then you've got the Lakers coming in tomorrow night, which means you're going to face the best team in the West and your old coach in Frank Vogel. As you said last night, you've played against former coaches in the past. Quote, we're going to play against Frank. I'm sure he's going to want to kick our ass real bad for sure. So we got to be ready for that. End quote. So let me turn that thing on its head. How much are you looking forward to facing your former coach and the Lakers?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, it's always fun to play against guys that you know, you work with. Obviously, the fact that it's the Lakers, it's even more. You know, the Lakers, they have one of the biggest fan base in the entire league. There's going to be a lot of purple and yellow jersey at the Amway Center tomorrow. So, we got to be ready for a tough matchup. Obviously, they're on the roll. We're going to have to try to contain LeBron and AD. And make life hard on them.
All right, so despite the injuries, you guys are in second in the division, and if the season ended right now, you'd be in the postseason. Now, there was a time when that would have been a reason to party, but the way you guys played in the second half of last season, you raised the standard and the expectations. How important was that run last year to show everybody how good this team can be?
That was huge. I mean, we finished the year with the third best record after the All-Star break. You know, we really got together, and, you know, we were injury-free, and you know, we've made moves that really helped us, you know, with Michael Carter-Williams and Kim Birch. But, you know, I mean, we are a good team. It's just it's a matter of make sure we are together all the time. And, like, consistency is key for us. You know, we don't have a guy like KD or, you know, superstars that can just carry us offensively. So, you know, we have to be tied together defensively for 48 minutes at all times. And that's definitely a challenge with 82 games. But, like I said, we have a tough roster with guys that wants to win badly, and that's the key point for us.
We're talking Orlando Magic basketball. Guard Evan Fournier is my guest. You know, if we look back at last season for a moment, you had a career high in assists, and you played some elite defense, and you were a huge part of that run from mid-March to the end of the season that got you into the postseason. Steve Clifford said that he thought that you'd be a good defensive player, but you're even better than expected because of your toughness and your versatility. So having said that, how do you approach defense, and how much pride do you take in being able to impact the game on that end of the floor?
Well, obviously, I mean, if you want to win games, you have to play defense. You know, as a shooting guard, you play against pretty much elite guys, you know, every night. I mean, Bradley Beal, James Harden, Klay Thompson, all these guys, you know, you have a tough matchup every night. So, you know, you got to win your A game. You got to be competitive at all times. But, you know, I give credit to Coach Cliff. He makes defense easy for us. You know, it's really black and white. You know what you have to do. He makes the job easier for us. There's no gray areas. And you just have to execute, basically.
Isn't that what you want anyway from your head coach, man? Just be straight. Just let us know exactly what you need from us and where we stand. Yep. In fact, Evan, I always enjoy talking to Steve Clifford. What's he like to play for?
Sorry? What does he like to play for?
Yes.
Well, he's a very disciplined coach. I mean, we all enjoy playing for him. He obviously changed the way we play. And, you know, we all give him credit for that. I mean, we pretty much have the same rosters than 2 years ago. He brought a different approach to the team, and you know we play hard for him. You know, we fight for him, and you know we all enjoy playing for him for sure.
Evan Fournier, my guest for a few more moments. We're talking Orlando Magic basketball. You know, when I spoke to Clifford a couple of months back, he talked about the fact that a number of guys on the roster played international ball this summer. You were one of them. You helped lead France to a medal at the World Cup. What did you take away from that experience? What was that time like?
I mean, playing for a country is always different. You know, you can't compare the NBA and FIBA. It's two total different worlds. You know, there's a sense of pride and it's just a different feelings and different intensity. But, you know, it really gave me my groove back. You know, I was able to play great basketball with the national team this summer. And, you know, it's always good to play 5-on-5 in important games during the summer. So it really translated to the NBA to start off the season.
Now, you were named to the all-tournament team at the World Cup, and now you're getting some run as a potential all-star in the NBA. What would it mean to you to be an NBA all-star?
I mean, that would mean a lot, obviously. I mean, I think every player in this league wants to be an all-star, you know, at some point in time. But really, the all-star is really, unless you're a superstar, it's a team award. So, you know, we have to make sure we win games. Obviously, we're going to be better once Vooch comes back. But, you know, I just try to focus on winning games because, that's what, you know, at the end of the day, that's what matters, man.
All right, listen, before you go, I wanted to ask you about this because when you were growing up, there was a legend that as you were growing up in France, you were a huge Sacramento Kings fan and you loved those teams with Vlade, Peja, and you became a huge Mike Bibby fan. What was it about those Kings teams that you liked so much back in the day?
Well, you have to put things back in perspective. It was the early 2000s. There weren't that many Europeans back then. And you know, it was really my first time watching NBA playoffs. It was in 2002 against the Lakers, that series against the Lakers. And I don't know, just seeing guys from Europe, you know, I was like, well, you know, they have a great team. They have three guys from Europe, so you know, maybe I can be in that position one day too, you know. And, you know, as I started to watch those games in during that series, I was like, whoa, this guy, this little guy, number 10, is really, really good. And ever since, I've been a huge fan. I mean, he was my favorite player growing up.
I was going to say, he actually was really good. The story goes that you would tape the Kings games while you were at school, then you'd come home and watch them back. So what did you learn from watching Bibby, and how much did he inspire you?
He inspired me big time. But what inspired me the most is how clutch he was. I mean, he probably wasn't the best player on that team because he was probably like C-Web. But, you know, down the line, they gave him that ball and they trusted him to make big plays. You know, I'm thinking about that shot at Arco Arena when Fisher falls on the ground. You know, that's probably his biggest shot. It's just his attitude and his leadership that really inspired me.
Yeah, I mean, those days were great. I used to go up to Sacramento at that time. I had a couple of appearances. Those fans were amazing. That barn would rock, man. That was an amazing time. You mentioned the playoffs. What do you remember about the 0-2 Western Conference Finals against the Lakers?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say it. No, it was a great series. You know, I wish the Kings would have won, but you know, it went the other way. I mean, it was just one of the best series ever, in my opinion. There were so many clutch plays, two great teams going at it. It was this rivalry against the Kings and the Lakers. I mean, it was just a great time to be an NBA fan.
It was. It was an amazing time. All right, so one last thought before I let you go. We're talking stories. There's also a story that back in the day, you wanted to be an archaeologist. How did that first come to be?
I don't know. I was just a big fan of dinosaurs. And I don't know. Just maybe watching Jurassic Park made me want to become an archaeologist. And I don't know. It was just something I was really like enjoying at the time. You know, I was young and
Come on, man. Don't give up. Don't give up on that. That's always going to be there. I was going to say, don't give up on that. That's always going to be there. There's plenty of time for that. You can still get there.
Yeah, that's probably too late for me. You know, it's definitely too late for me. I'm going to have basketball.
I like it. The Orlando Magic are second in the Southeast. They've got the Lakers coming to town tomorrow night. Guard Evan Fournier, my guest. Evan, great job. Really appreciate you and that conversation. Thank you so much for doing it.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Have a great day. Evan Fournier, nice player. Class act. A lot of good stuff going on with the Orlando Magic. And remember, they're banged up right now. They're missing a number of key guys, and they're still in second in the division. The Lakers are coming to town, and Kings fans, how about that? He grew up in France, and he would tape those games. He loved those Sacramento Kings teams.